Hello and welcome back to the EB Grizzly Podcast for our 50th anniversary of our first episode. We are your hosts, Eric Bauer.
I'm Ben Getz.
And today we will be talking about our highest liked question of this week. Should performance-enhancing drugs be allowed in sports? So, obviously, you know, everyone has their own opinion about this. So, Ben, what's your opinion?
All right, well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Eric, for, you know, your successful 50th episode. You know, it's a great time. Love doing this with you. But my first concern would be the health risk, because performance enhancers like steroids and other forms of doping, they all have negative on long-term effects.
Right.
Long-term effects on health. And for a lot of the users of these, like, they're hurting themselves in the long run and short run, which I'll get into explaining the effects after. But just to, like, compete well and do well. But so some of my reasoning behind this is that for a lot of the short-term effects, it's a lot of you could have paranoia or jealousy, extreme irritability and aggression, which is roid rage, delusions, false beliefs or ideas, impaired judgment, and mania. So then some of the long-term effects would be kidney problem or failure, liver damage and tumors, enlarged heart with high blood pressure and changes in blood cholesterol, all of which, you know, would increase the risk of strokes and heart attacks, which I don't really want a lot of those coming around, especially in professional athletes when we need them to play.
Right.
But in men, you know, a lot of the effects are gender-specific and age-specific. So in men, it would be the shrinking of the testicles, you know, Armstrong, man. He's only got one nut now, but it's probably the size of a raisin by now with all those steroids. But decreased sperm count, baldness, development of breasts, increased risk of prostate cancer. Then in women, it would be the growth of facial hair, excessive body hair, which I don't know about you, but and then decreased breast size, male pattern baldness. Did not know that was a thing for them. Changes in or stopping the menstrual cycle, enlarged clitoris, and deepened voice. And then in teens, just like, it's just stunted growth and stunted height, which obviously you don't want to happen because, you know, we all want to grow up and be as big as we can be. But
exactly.
So why do you believe that, you know, we should do it when there's all these health risks and all these things that can really just ruin a person's life?
You know, you talked about, like, the safety, and the way I feel is I think athletes should be allowed to, you know, partake in taking some performance-enhancing drugs, especially professional athletes, because if you think about it, their sport, you know, them playing, it's supposed to be entertainment for the rest of us. So, you know, like, might as well let them increase their body to be as top-notch athletic as they can possibly be, you know. But, you know, back to the health risks as you were talking. I think, you know, as a whole, they already know the health risks. And if you think about a sport like football, there's a lot of health risks that go along with playing the sport in general.
Of course, one of the most dangerous sports.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that, like, having an athlete being aware of the health risks that you just talked about, they should know what can happen if they take something like this. But I think ultimately, like, if they consult a physician and they understand the amount that they should be taking and which kinds they should be taking, if they take it in a safer manner, I think they could avoid a lot of these risks.
So you believe, like, if it was more restricted and in a more of a controlled area of the game, that we would be able to benefit from
it? Yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, a lot of the times people are getting these risks because they're not doing it smart. They're just doing it to themselves, and, you know, they're not consulting someone before they do it. And I think, you know, especially with these pro athletes, they have so much money, they can consult a doctor and figure out what kind and how much they should take.
But what about seeking an unfair advantage? Because, you know, a lot of the rookies starting off, some of them don't have the most money to be able to, you know, get everything they do want already to then consult. So you think it should be like a team thing? But then again, the unfair advantage where maybe one team is against it and another one's for it, so then you get into the game where one team uses them, another team doesn't. Should it be like a sport-wide thing?
I mean, I wouldn't say a sport-wide thing, because then you're going to start up with some problems, because maybe a player on that team doesn't specifically want to take it, but the team, like, is forcing them.
Moral beliefs and stuff?
Yeah, but I think it should be more of a personal thing, obviously, but I think that if they're going to allow it in a specific sport, then that team should be able to give the players the right people and doctors to talk to about it. I'm not saying they should force everyone to take them, mm-hmm. but if somebody comes forward and is like, yeah, like, these are legal now, so I definitely want to try them because I think it'll make me a better player, then the team should be able to be like, oh, yeah, go to this doctor. He'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, the only problem I have with that would be is the unfair advantage because moral beliefs say one player wants to take them, another one doesn't.
Right.
You get on the field, you're going to put yourself in danger if you're not up to the same speed as everyone else. But I also, you know, I don't really think we need it because of, like, how technology is coming along. So when all this technology is used by, you know, some of the most elite athletes, you know, drugs don't necessarily need to be in play because they're taking the best, like, intensive and most sophisticated like, steps to better themselves for the playing field. And especially now with all the ridiculous training we see, you know, see all these football players going to top world-renowned trainers and stuff, and then, you know, when they're recovering, using all these, like, different medical things, like the biofreeze chamber, stuff like that. So I don't think with all the advances in technology that they necessarily need to use the drugs just because, you know, there's so much stuff going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you. I think there's a lot of great technological advances in sports nowadays. You know, talk about just even the equipment that they're wearing. It's allowing athletes to be more mobile, fast, and, you know, there's training techniques that can make them stronger. But the way I look about this is, like, you know, you give someone that's not as athletic some better equipment. Yeah, they're probably going to play a little bit better than they would with some lower level equipment, but it's only going to increase their athletic ability so far. And, you know, there's going to come a point where we can't really advance as much with the technology of the equipment, or they're going to start making bans because the equipment's going to be so insane.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's not changing the physical athleticism of someone. And you look at someone like LeBron James, obviously he's a freak athlete.
Yeah, one in a generation.
Yeah, exactly. No one else is on the same level as him as athleticism. So if you think about, like, if they're making technology and someone else is allowed to use this technology, so is LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
So he's putting himself at an advantage just because the genetics that he was gifted with. So you look at an athlete that's not as genetically gifted as LeBron James, and, you know, I think if they were to take a performance-enhancing drug and they get on a very similar level of athleticism, it would just make the sport in whole a lot more entertaining because, you know, like I said before, that's the point of professional sports, to entertain people. So if you got a bunch of LeBron James running around, those basketball games are going to be outrageous.
That's true, but what about the people that really like the whole pure sport thing, you know, with the sportsmanship and stuff? You know, everyone being honest, you know, it's fair play, you know, we get to see people at their prime years, you know, mm-hmm. no one's really going to, like, there's always going to be that drop off, and you're always going to be able to separate the best from people who aren't as good, you know. Also, you know, like, the dedication and teamwork that comes into it, because, you know, if you're taking steroids, you know, maybe one day you could slack off for, like, a week, you know, but now, you know, of all these rookies coming in, grinding and stuff, trying to get as better as possible, but then, what do you think would happen with the rules and stuff if they did do?
So I think, obviously, collegiate sports would stay away from the whole performance-enhancing drug thing. I think college sports is a good place for people to prove how good they truly are, mm-hmm. and to get themselves into the leagues, such as, like, the NBA, the NFL, okay. MLB, stuff like that. I think college would keep it pure, and I think that would be good because if someone still wanted to watch pure sports, just straight people not doping, playing the sport as hard as they possibly can, you can watch college sports. But, like, you got to think that pro sports, like I said, are there to make money. They're there to entertain people. So if somebody goes from playing a pure sport, they're really good, and then you put them into the pro league, and they're starting to take some non-super insane performance-enhancing drugs. I'm not saying that. But, like, they're taking a little bit of a performance enhancer, it's going to make them a better player, and, you know, they're gonna reach a height that they wouldn't have been able to reach naturally. Yeah, but I understand where you're coming from with, you know, the pure sports. I'm a huge fan of college sports myself. Like, I think in times I like to watch college sports more than regular sports because it's kids playing their heart out. They're trying to make it big. So I think, yeah, just keep college sports clean. And let the pros handle the performance enhancers, but
that would be. I'd like to see how they would be able to do that. I mean, I wonder if they would make another league possibly. Right. But I feel like if they did, you know, the sport would just start to lose its popularity because.
Yeah, I understand.
So there's so many different factors, stuff. You know, you want to watch the best players in the world. Well, half of them go this way, half of them go the other. Like, right. What are you supposed to do? But right.
All right, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Gatorade, and Ursinus College for allowing us to do this today.
As we wrap up today with the 50th episode, it was a great, great time.
Yeah, loved had a lot of fun, you. Really enjoyed it. I think the viewers liked it as well. So I'll sign off. Eric Bauer, signing off.
Ben Getz, signing off. Thank you for a great year.